One of my favorite segments of the show, and one that is very, very popular. Each week, Larry O'Brien, who is the chief learning officer from Mendoza and O'Brien, gives us leadership tips that help managers become effective leaders. Now, a lot of folks tell me they listen to these segments because they can download them. We've isolated them on the website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. And you sit with your managers, you play the 5-minute segment, and talk about how you're going to incorporate Larry's lesson into your weekly plan. And I'm going to tell you, this is something that is great to do. I'm glad you people are taking advantage of Larry's lessons. With no further ado, I think it's time that we play this week's leadership lesson with Coach Larry.
It was 2014, and my wife and my best coach, she asked me a question. She said, "Do you want to keep doing your job for the next 20 years?" I thought, "Yeah, heck yeah, I do." I was doing work that I really enjoyed. I built an amazing network in my company. And you may have heard it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, it's really who knows you, which is the most important. And people knew me throughout this Fortune 50 company, all over the world, as a matter of fact. After all, I mean, I spent 16 years there. And I also wanted to mention that I had a decent salary. I got a decent bonus, stock purchase plan, health and life insurance, and wow, there really was a lot to be grateful for. So I did want to stay. But then I really started to think about the question that she asked me. I mean, that's only fair, right? Was I truly excited about the work? My organization had changed, and was I truly excited about where we were going? And, you know, the answer was no. I thought of my values, and they're very clear to me. My values are family, freedom, growth, achievement, and travel. And in that order, by the way, were my values being satisfied? Yeah, somewhat. But could they be satisfied more? And the answer was yes. So I looked at job options. I looked at job locations. I looked at our savings. What did we do? Well, ultimately, I quit my job. We sold our house and we moved our kids to South Carolina. And people thought I had great courage, but really, I could see that they thought that I was crazy. They said, "I could never do that." So what made it so easy for me? Well, it was knowing what my values are. I wanted to spend more time with my kids, especially at their young ages. I wanted the freedom to take an afternoon off and go fishing or play golf. I wanted to do something that I was terrified of, which was to start my own leadership development firm. And I wanted to grow, and I wanted to achieve that. So the good news is that 5 years have passed, and I'm living my values. I'm getting to travel and spending more time with my family. I also work when I want and can say no to work that doesn't appeal to me. Don't get me wrong, I still work hard, I still need to work, but it's work that energizes me. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, "The treasure you seek is in the cave that you are most afraid of entering." And that was true for my case, but I had a partner who had faith in me, so how could I not have faith in myself? I say all this to let you know that I plan on taking the month of July off to spend time with my family, travel, and just have fun. As such, I will not be on the radio with you all for that period of time. Do know that I am coming back, though, hopefully fully charged and full of new topics to share. I also share this so that you can reflect on your top values and what your next move might be. I created a process to help people identify their values and look out the front windshield to help them decide what their next move should be. So contact me at www.mendozaandobrien.com if you'd like to learn more about that process. Thank you all, and we'll see you in August.
Oh, no, Larry. Larry, we're going to have to dock your pay, okay? You're not going to come in for all that time? Is that how you notify me, huh? No, I know all about it. Live your values, my man. That is a good man. Coach Larry, you enjoy your time off. But, guys, don't fret. I will play a rerun in there because Larry's already got, like, 30 episodes in the can, and I'll pick a real winner each week, and we won't miss. So, Larry, you enjoy your much-needed time off with your family, because I know, you know, you're a hustler and a go-getter. I know you went to Calgary this week. You're all over the place. So I wish you and your family a great time off, vacation, all that, and can't wait till you get back.